Good evening. I don't know whether you understand my pronunciation and my English, but I'll try to be slow so that maybe you understand me. Let me try to with something here. First of all, I would like to thank you all very much for giving us an opportunity to come here in this congregation and also to be part of the good work which is now going on in Uganda. Before I start telling about the work, I thought it would be better to introduce myself to you so that you may know me a little bit more than you have seen me. As you have seen, we have come two people here, my wife and myself, but we were blessed to have three children. Those are our biological children. The first is a male child, Paul, who is now 27. He has just completed his degree in computer engineering in Kampala. Our first daughter and the second child is Edith. Together they were studying with Paul computer. Paul specialized in the networking, but Edith specialized in data. So they all have finished that course, and we hope that God will give them something to do, either in the kingdom or just in the world. Also, we have two children whom we adopted, Patrick and Dennis. Patrick is 25, and Dennis just a young chap, about 12 years. The adoption came after the death of their parents. I would also like to inform you a bit about my history of work and how and when. After becoming a Christian in 1978, I started helping the Church of Christ in Nairobi, Kenya, and I was there for almost 10 years. Then in 1988, I went to Botswana School of Biblical Studies. We were the first students in that school, which was Jerry Salins, who was the director of that school. And from there, I learned about Chimala mission, because one of my instructors, Bud Bayliss, was going to be the director of Chimala missions. So he introduced me to Brother Andrew Connolly before he died, and I was invited to go and work with the School of Preaching in Chimala, and also to help with the translation. The Americans who were teaching in the school, they could not speak Kiswahili, so I was helping them with the translation. I was also helping to translate tracts from English to Swahili. And from there, I also went preaching in the village. During my time in Chimala, working with God's help, we helped start about three congregations, and I thank God that they are still existing in that area of Tanzania. In 1996 is when I left Chimala, moving to Arusha. I didn't tell you when I went to Chimala, but it was 1992. It's when I moved from Nairobi to Chimala. And in 1996, I decided to move to Arusha because it was near home. I could not use a lot of money for transport. And I arrived in Arusha in 1996 with a congregation of only six members. And I went there with the my family. We're also six, and we made up 12. And from there, we started working. I thought of something which could help the church grow, and I thought of a school. And I tried a school in Kiswahili in 1997. I didn't get enough students. And I thought of a way to attract them to come to school. And I advertised, come, learn English as you study the Bible. So the most Tanzanians, they use Swahili. So when they heard that, they saw it as an opportunity. I had got students, about 36 students. I started teaching them with the little funds I had. I didn't have any money. I was just sharing with Margaret's money for food to buy chalk and photocopy some materials. That year was rough, but God is great. In 1997, I received an email from Brother Cy Stafford telling me that now the Kensington Woods Church of Christ in Mississippi has taken over the work of Arusha from from Chimala. And they asked me to tell them what I was doing in Arusha. I told them I have started a school and I have these problems and this in running that school. They accepted the idea and they started now supporting the school with some money to rent a better place and to buy a photocopy and maybe a generator to help during the time there is no electricity. So from there, the work started growing. From 1996, the church in Arusha grew up to the membership of 250 in 2003. And the church, we have through that congregation, over 50 congregations have been established in around Arusha. So all that God was planning for another great work to be done. So from that school, which was started just behind the church building, now we have four schools in that area in Tanzania, helping with the word of God. One is teaching in Kiswahili, people around Arusha. No, two are teaching in Kiswahili and two in English. So the work is growing in that area. Around 2003, I started thinking of now going back to Uganda, which is my home country, because I had now helped establish the school in Tanzania. The church was growing, and whenever I was going home, I was feeling that there's something I'm missing. I'm forgetting my kinsmen, and it was bothering me. And I started planning to go to Uganda and start a school of preaching. But because we had a school of preaching in Arusha, I thought that, and what I was seeing in Arusha in the school of preaching, were making up mostly pulpit preachers. And I thought, why can't I start a school and just call it School of Evangelism, and we put our emphasis on evangelism, not just teaching in a class or in a church building. So it's when now time came, the right time, with very little source of funds. on the 10th of April last year, 2007, Uganda School of Evangelism started with 12 students. I didn't have funds. The Lake Jackson Church said, Francis, you wanted this to work, but you don't. We cannot support it. But we had planned, we have here $10,000. I don't know how I can use it. And if we give you this, where are you going to get the other money? I said, brother, just give me, the Lord will provide. So they gave me the $10,000. I helped on building a church building and also where the school could be meeting, because there was no place. I thought of renting a place, it would be expensive. So we built part of that money to help build a small church building where now the school is meeting. We have 12 students in that school, and from April to last year in February, when we were closing for the holidays, the school, God had worked a lot with these students. The students, as the emphasis I had told them, I told them that we want you to be going to the villages every Wednesday. And when you go back in your villages, I want you to teach people around you, and it will be part of your graduation. So they knew that it's not just a play, it is something which will affect their graduation if they don't evangelize as needed. So I can now, as you can see on the map, there's the Uganda now, where there is a red color there is where the school is. The school is just, we decided to put there for many reasons. It's on the border of Kenya and Uganda. Uganda is a landlocked country. So we knew that if we could have things like containers coming from the lake of Mombasa, where it is easy to receive the things on the border before driving them up to Kampala or the other place or the other parts of the country. Another thing also, we know that in that area, we could reach students in the northwest of Tanzania, where the people of Arusha cannot reach, and western part of Kenya, northern part of Sudan, and eastern part of Congo, and Rwanda and Burundi. That was our focus and our plan when we are starting this work. So far, in that red area there, which is Busia district, through the effort of the school, our students were going out. They have really worked, and the work has grown. Before we started the school of preaching, as Brother Ralph was saying, that we have been walking, doing some seminars. We did seminars in those places, towns and countries. And within the year of 2006, over 1,000 Christians had good and encouraging seminars through which those churches grew, and also 55 people were baptized. Through the work of church planting in Tanzania, we managed to plant many churches in Kenya, We also planted one church there, which has got 10. And now, when we are doing that, Brother Ralph Williams approached you, brethren, and you agreed to start helping and supporting the work in Congo. And in this short time, from January when we started, now 8 congregations have been planted in eastern Congo with about 141 Christians in that place. Before you committed yourself sending, supporting this work, there was no Christian in eastern Congo. Know that from what we are supporting this work, now those 141 souls have been saved through this effort. Through the school, Uganda School of Evangelism, the church also has been established in Uganda, which has got now a membership of 16, and another one in Tanzania with a membership of 13. The objectives of Uganda School of Evangelism. We know that in Africa, we can train preachers or Christians, but there's no churches ready to hire them. Not because they don't want their help. They want them, but they have nothing to pay them. So we've thought that if we start a school and just continue training, these people will end up just going into working for denominations. So we wanted at least to give them something to keep them busy. So we thought that we'll be teaching them the Bible, also with how to grow vegetables, that they can feed on the vegetables and also teach their members to do the same, so that through such, the congregation, members of the congregation can have something to eat and save some money, which would be buying vegetables for other things, and also through this, the contribution in the church would grow. Also with this, we all thought of that they will be teaching them how to raise chicken, pigs, beekeeping, and also in future when the funds will be there, we will start a vocational training school where they will learn carpentry, welding, and also computer. We plan that when the things will be ready, my son will be helping to teach these people about computer. He is now one of the students in their class. It's just a small room, but it's good. It's helping us at the moment. And I'm very happy that through this, through you, we are now going to start to build a big school, which will accommodate more students and in a good place. Those are the people in the white shirts are the teachers, and the yellow are the students. On Wednesdays, those are students ready to go for evangelism. They go for evangelism, and through this work of the school, all the congregations where the students come, the total baptism since April is 45 baptisms. From April up to November when we close the school for holidays. And we plan, as the school reopens in March, we are going to make sure that 7 more students who are not assigned with the congregations, they will start a congregation. So we hope that by June, 7 more congregations will be planted June this year And next year, when we get another class of 12, that could be 12 more congregations, plus 7, that could be 19. This is possible because people are hungry with the Word of God, and they are receptive, and they are ready to receive the Word of God. Also, we plan to get students from Congo. As I told you that there are already 8 congregations, and most of those people are just, they were started by the 4 men they have never gone to a preacher training school. They were just refugees in a refugee camp in Tanzania. They now have sent them there, and they're doing a very good job. Within this short time from January, the 8 congregations are there now, and we plan now that we have to bring them to school. To bring them to school so that they can study and rightly divide the word of truth so that they may not be ashamed on the judgment day that they taught error. They make sure they are teaching the right thing. We plan to bring 8 men from Congo. And as I said, in Congo, 142 baptisms are there. And everything is ready. People in Congo, they are more receptive. You might wonder why 8 congregations within your time. See, they have been fighting. Now they are going back home. And they will know that they are still alive because of God. So when you teach them the word of God, they really take it serious. And we know when we bring these boys, these men to school, and they go back, we are going to capture the whole of Eastern Congo, and if possible, other parts of Congo will also be reached by the word of God. I'm very much thankful for you, brethren, to be part of this work. What we only request to you, brethren, we need your help. You have already helped us. We have purchased land, 16 acres ready for the elementary school and the school of preaching or evangelism school. This elementary school is another very good project. When in Africa we don't have Christian schools, people go in public schools. So through this elementary school, we can have students from kindergarten up to 12th grade, and by the time they leave our school, they will be real good Christians. They will know a lot of the Bible, and they might come straight to be trained to be preachers, and we can have better Christians and better teachers of the Bible. As they get other employments, we can still be having learned people who are members of the Lord's Church. In Africa, mostly, the churches of Christ don't have educated guys in the church. We just get the poor guys, because very few are educated. But through this elementary school, in 12 to 15 years' time, the church will be very high, and we will get very good quality of Christians, not just Christians who come for different reasons. So because of this reason, we need really your help. This is a great big project, and there's nothing impossible with God. It needs a lot of money, and God, if you are with God, everything is possible. We thank you very much. May the Lord bless you as you plan to support this work, we need your help. Thank you very much. May God bless you as you plan to continue supporting this work. As I close this, let us study a little bit from the book of Mark, the words of Jesus Christ. Our Lord, through his knowledge, he knew that at least the work must be done. And he said in the one of his last words when he was about to go back to heaven before his disciples or apostles, Mark 16, chapter 15 through 16. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 through 16. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Sometimes people think that this scripture does not apply to them. They say, but we are not the apostles. But in Paul writing to Timothy, say that these words you have heard before the witness of many people, the same give to others. Give the faithful men. You might say, but it will not be easy for me to go to Africa. Yes, not all of you will go to Africa. You will not go to Uganda. But your dollar can go to Uganda. You can be seated here in Houston and you are preaching in Uganda. May God bless you. Amen.
Again, thank you, Francis. Thank you for Margaret for being here. I hope you, as the congregation, have caught the vision that we, your elders, caught as this program was presented to us. It's an exciting time in this congregation to think that we sit here and are preaching in Uganda. If you haven't had a chance to meet Francis and Margaret, please do so. If you have any questions from what he's had to say, he'll be out there. He'll be glad to answer them for you. We have a request to remember Mary Collins. Mary Collins is the mother of Peggy, our own Peggy Giles. She is here in the audience with us and will be going to MD Anderson Hospital tomorrow.